Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the UUP Sunday Special. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. So good to be back here with you, Jordana. We love a Sunday special, don't we?
Love a Sunday special. Obviously, they're bite-sized little episodes you can share with everyone else. But before we get into it, let's just quickly plug it because our tour, the tickets are on sale right now.
They're going out there.
Back on the road. We haven't been anywhere right. Besides New York since 2019.
On the road again. The UUP podcast's on the road again. We're bringing funnies to your town every week. Come on out and bring a friend again. That was better than last time.
That
right?
was good. See, we're tightening it up.
We write to edit.
Yeah. And you guys, Jared's right there with you in the jingle submissions, you know?
Yes.
He
submit your jingle for the UUP made Live.
It. Yes.
He made it.
So we are coming starting in June to Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Austin, and Boston, and back to New York. So I'm sure we'll have a link. We can put it in the description of this episode where you can get your tickets, and it'll be all over the UUP podcast social. Check it out. Come. We have a great time.
Yeah. And these shows are productions. You know, Jordana and I, now we have to head back to the rehearsal studio. We have to wear our big puffy socks and our ballet slippers. We have to, you know, really start tuning up our, you know, our voice lessons again. This is a huge deal. These shows are amazing and they're built for you and your most miserable, judgy friend. We don't want this person there, but I'm bringing them up because I don't want some. I'm not a podcast person. I don't know. Who are they? Is it going to be fun? It's going to be. Even that person has a great time.
Everyone who comes has a great time. We're going to play Red Flag or Deal Breaker. That's the best. I think that's the best moment when you're sitting next to someone you've been on a couple dates with them, or they're just your friend. They vote on the red flag or deal breaker. You get to see who they really are. And it leads to just like really, it's the show that keeps on giving because you have some great discussions after about like what you thought of the scenarios, what you thought of the red flags or deal breakers. Who do you think was wrong in the text that we're going to interpret?
Yes. And let me just say, get your tickets now. A show, like, I know you're like, oh, we'll wait week of. No, get them now so that we're excited to come.
Exactly.
Nothing's worse than you get like a week out and they're like, yeah, we're coming. And it's like, you're like, is it going to be us and three people? Get your tickets now. Get the crew together now. Let's sell these out. Let's have a great time. Yeah. There's so much fun. The energy's palpable. It's just a great night.
We can't wait to see you guys live in person.
Love an in-person show. So go get your tickets. We got new merch out there. We got a Let's Read Some Emails mugs. We got the UUP with benefits that you can sign up for. We can get two extra podcasts a month for $3 a month and no ads and early podcasts. You can listen to them a day earlier. And we have the UUP hotline, 212-589-8903. That's 212-589-8903. Send in your dringles. Tell us your story. That hotline is for you. Save it in your phone as J&J. We're there for you. And also, I mean, the announcement this week, the launch has been unbelievable, Jordana.
Thank you. Yes. Faux pas, as you guys know, you've been seeing it everywhere. It's the end of April. Spring has sprung. It's in full force. It's time to get out there. Start drinking with your friends. Start going out. We've got the perfect drink for you. It brings all of the group chat together. Check out Faux Pas. It's in liquor stores all around you. There's a link on the website where you can find the liquor store nearest you, or you can get it delivered on Drizzly. Check it out. Jared, where else are you going besides our UUP tour?
Okay, so we're doing the UUP tour. Plus, we're going to be in Athens, Georgia, doing a very special live UUP taping. So That's going to be on 4/28 on Thursday. That's coming up this week.
Yes.
So if you're in Athens, Georgia, come stop by. Come hang out. Say what's up. Then we're going to be in Columbus, Ohio. I'm going to be in Columbus, Ohio. Newark, New Jersey. Madison, Wisconsin. Tampa, Florida. La Jolla. Huntsville. Nashville, Tennessee, Dayton, Ohio, Albany, New York. So jaredfried.com for tickets, jaredfried.com for tickets. Jordana, what are we talking about today?
Today, we have an email from a man.
A man.
Mixing it up.
A man.
Okay. Stupid man. No, a man. I'm very excited.
Someone said to me, I got a message from a listener that they were like, you got to put some stuff on. They claim the You Up Podcast Instagram account, which we had a name change.
Yes.
It's youup.podcast, right?
You.up.podcast, because the other one could be interpreted as Oopod. So we wanted to make it a little bit clearer. We wanted to what the podcast was about.
I texted you. I thought we got hacked.
No.
I was like,
that would be such a lame.
I was like,
hack.
Oh no.
We switched the name to make it clearer.
Well, in my mind, I was like, oh, I'm going to get ads for, you know, for weed companies. You know, like
there's a lot of dots in the new one, but.
Yeah, you dot up dot podcast. Okay.
Yes.
And someone messaged me. They're like, you got to stop with all the man make. You got to even it out. We got to start making fun of some women on there. That was their claim. And I was like, that, well,
we make fun of women, too.
Of course. I was like, but I think the doth protest too much, Mr. Listener.
Totally.
And also, I would also argue, like, yeah, men are the buffoons with dating. When when someone's taking it seriously, mostly women, and the other guys are just like, hey, we're just chilling out, I'm having fun, that's the person that you're punching up at. Because right. Someone cares versus someone doesn't care. And comedy works when you punch up more than it works when you punch down. Every now and again, you can punch down, but not always. Like, it can happen. I think anything can be funny, but it has to be well-placed, perfectly timed. But the idea that, like, of course you're going to make fun of the idiot dudes acting like idiot dudes. Like, that's an understandable thing.
Totally. And listen, I know we get the majority of our listeners are female, but we do have a lot of men, and I think there's a lot of men who were quietly listening to this show.
Yes. I get that a lot, and especially when I'm on the road. It's like, because here's the thing. I think what's refreshing, I get a lot of very nice positive messages, and I think what the listenership likes hearing is, like, I don't think it's very easy to talk about these things from the guy point of view. It is icky. It is, you know, I say this all the time. I'm defending the indefendable. You know, like, I'm trying to get you to find empathy in the person who can be considered the villain. So, yeah. But I'm happy this guy wrote in. I'm happy we got a dude listener. So people listening can get a taste for the type of guys that listen to this show and are interested in these topics.
We've got a fresh take. Yes. 50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code podcast15. Okay, I'm going to read it.
Hot dude alert.
Hello, Jordana and JaredFree.com at JaredFree.com.
That's where you get the tickets.
Yes. Get the tickets to all of Jared's other shows and You Up Live.
That's right.
Longtime listener of the show, just wanted to thank you for helping me cope with all my bad dating experiences through humor and by providing much needed perspective by showing us all just how ridiculous people can be when trying to find love.
Love that. Love, great, great paragraph.
Yes, it's a great elevator pitch of the show.
My man.
I'm writing in with a topic that feels like it might be true for a lot of people right now. As a man, I already feel like I am in the minority because of the massive stereotypes thrown onto men that they want sex and don't want commitment. This is certainly not the case for me. After doing a lot of work on myself in therapy, reading a lot of books, and being a single man actually looking for commitment and consistent dates over inconsistent pen pals, I charged into the dating game feeling like I would be as coveted as the number one overall draft pick in the NFL draft. Surely, my freshman...
He's like, it sounds like a woman who's writing in as a man.
Right? Like the NFL draft. That's the draft.
Like men, as a man, exactly. Who's writing as a man, NFL football, dude things, beer.
Just so you know, very
sports,
masculine.
Sports, I'm a man. Okay. We get it.
You're a man. Surely, my freshly healed heart and newfound grasp on what I wanted would make the dating game less of a game and more of an adventure, or so one would think, right? However, this adventure hasn't been the one I imagined. From everything I hear on podcasts and social media, it seems like women everywhere are looking for commitment. Yet when I mention I'm looking for a relationship on dating apps, women go running for the hills. Does anyone else feel like...
No! Despy much?
Despy. Yeah. She might get a Despy label planted on him.
Yes.
Does anyone else feel like the pandemic trauma of the last 2 years has drained everyone of their emotional availability? I don't really think that, to be honest.
I don't think that either.
While that could be possible, I am not naive enough to realize that when it comes to dating, the only common denominator is me. And maybe I'm presenting myself in a way that makes it harder for others to receive. That's why I'm turning to you, the dating oracles, to tell me if I'm being true to what I want, or am I just too hot to handle?
Come to us, my son.
Exactly. I imagine us as like two grandmother willows. Right. And grandfather willow. Sage old trees.
Yes.
I really appreciate open, straightforward, and honest communication. That's why after texting for a few days on the app to see if conversation styles match, I bring up the question, what are you looking for on this app? Ugh. What does being successful in your dating life look like for you?
No.
That's
going to be a no from me, dog.
I already have the answer. I get varying amounts of the same answer, which is overwhelmingly, I'm just looking to see where things go. While I understand wanting to build a relationship over time and organically, that answer does not inspire confidence that this person is dating intentionally. When they ask me what I'm looking for, I always have the same response that I have saved in a note on my phone, which I find particularly funny after hearing a recent episode where you both talked about whether using a pre-written response is a good idea. I'm copying my response from my notes app below. I just like to preface this before I read his note, is that we talk about having a pre-written rejection note.
Yes.
Not a pre-written like note for a conversation of two humans going back and forth.
Well, yeah, he's trying to mathematize human interactions. He's trying to he's looking for people like they're a restaurant that he's going to on a Saturday night.
Yeah, like it's a machine.
Yes. I mean, do we want to start? It goes in. Do we want to read his first?
Yeah.
Or do you want to go through his questions? What are you looking for in the app? Do we want to start with that?
Like breaking down why he shouldn't be doing that?
Yes.
I think let's read the whole thing and then we'll get back to it. Okay.
Do you want me to read his response?
Yeah. Why don't you read his response and the rest of the email?
So this is his response when someone asks what he's looking for, right?
Yes.
And it's saved in his notes. Okay. I'll begin scene. I'm looking for a relationship. I'm in no rush and don't expect that from you or other people I date. I'm looking for a slow burn and to build a relationship naturally and organically. and along the way, find out if any of these people have qualities I would like to have in a long-term partner, and see if a relationship is something worth exploring. I'm very intentional in my dating life and would like the people I date to be as well. I want to feel desired and like a priority.
Okay.
I'm happy this guy emailed in.
I mean, because it just goes to show that women aren't the only ones who don't know how to do this.
To be kind to him, he says, I want to build a relationship naturally and organically through a pre-written note. Like, he's not right. Even following his own.
How is that kind to him?
I'm trying to help him.
That's what we're trying to do with everyone right, who writes in.
But he says, I find it particularly funny in a recent, so we talked about I thought he found his note funny. I was like, where was the joke in this?
Oh, yeah, definitely not funny.
When you write, I want to feel desired. Like, read that to yourself. Say that out loud to a human being and see how they cringe. I mean, I think this is like in the subject header, dating is a lone sport and you never really hear other people. Like this, we're giving feedback to this guy that like, he has to be shocked by. Like the fact that we're like, you even had an audible gasp when he wrote, what are you looking for on this app? You were like, ugh. And I did like the no. Like,
because, yeah, I mean, we say this to women too when they're like, yes, looking, don't ask questions where the answers won't tell you anything.
I agree.
You're not going to save any time by asking that question.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think about if the questions you're asking, this is supposed to be fun. Read the paragraph that you sent in his notes app and see, does it sound fun and exciting and like enjoyable? Or does it sound like intense and like a little scary?
Well, it sounds intense and a little scary. And also, he is very honestly trying. He said to us, without saying it, he's trying to find a dating hack. He's trying to get to the relationship. And this is, gender aside, we have a lot of people that are doing this. But the way the women write it is just way less American psycho. You know, it is interesting that like from a woman, when you hear they're trying to hack the dating system, they're like, how do I figure out who's here to date and who's here to have sex and who's here for real? And when I go on the apps, I'm like, you better not be looking for casual. And you kind of have to read through that because they're using nice words. When a guy does it, or in this guy's case, it's like, you better want to desire me because I'm intentional. You know, it's like almost like they're doing the same thing. They're trying to Google the restaurant to make sure the menu's going to be enjoyable.
Yeah, and that's not fun. It's like
not fun at all.
It's not fun for either of them in that sense too. It's like, also there is a time and place for him to say something along those lines, but it is not before you meet the person. Like,
owe this to you.
I do analogies a lot, and you can tell me if they're too much. But imagine, let's say you were looking for a house, right? Mm-hmm. And then on the listing for one of the house, it was like, I am extremely intentional about selling this house. So don't come by if you're not 100% sure that you want to make an offer and are really intentional about buying this house. You'd be like, even if you did want to buy a house, you'd be like, I'm looking for this to be an enjoyable process, not to like sign my life away just by looking at it.
Yeah. And also, what's wrong with this fucking house?
Like, you won't let me see it unless you promise you're going to buy it.
Yeah, why? What are you hiding in the basement? You know, I and again, this goes back to an episode we reference all the time of like, this isn't about, the apps are about figuring out if you guys should go on a first date. not of figuring out if someone is ready for 17 dates and then moving in the future. Like, yeah. That's not what the app is for. I mean, we should read the rest of his email because it's interesting that he even writes. I mean, what he says is like, he doesn't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah. He writes, "I personally don't think this is too much, but have not had any luck with this response." Okay. Well, at least he's bringing in the big guns for some help. Yeah. "It's not even that I'm coming on too strong on the first date because I can't even get to the first date. Before taking a break from dating recently, I had 14 women cancel first date plans the day of the date in the span of 5 weeks." I'm sorry. "The responses varied wildly from seemingly legitimate reasons like having COVID, though they made no effort to plan another date or respond to my efforts, to, after thinking about it, I don't think I'm ready for what you're looking for. Sadly, it feels like the only thing becoming healthy did was show me how many people are still hurt and brought a new kind of loneliness. What do you think, J&J? Are people still working through pandemic trauma, or am I coming in too hot, too fast with what I'm looking for? Sincerely, too hot to handle." I would say he's coming in too hot, too yeah. intensely with what he's looking for.
I mean, I feel like I got to be kinder to him because we've laughed with him. Yes. Through this. I hope he's hearing this.
No, I think his intentions are good.
His intentions are good, but this is also back to something else we've said, showing and telling.
Right.
It's like, hey, man, what makes up a long-term relationship to you? What would that mean? What would you want from that? You would want someone who's fun on the date, who is down to make the second date after you've had fun with them. Like, he's putting the goal of the relationship as some sort of, it's, you know what this reminds me of? You know when you meet someone and they're like, "I've worked at the company 30 years. And you go, "Okay, but time is the worst resume item."
Right.
You know, like, but you've been in the
time
same position.
Time passes no matter what you're doing.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's like having a birthday. Good for you. You did nothing. You lived a year. Right. You know, so this guy is considering wanting a long-term relationship as being a better prospect for other, because even for the women that are out there that are begging for long-term relationships, he actually is looking down on women a little bit. And I think this is something he has to kind of, he says he's in therapy. I think, you know, that's a good thing. I think he's got to talk that out, because when he says, when he's going based on, you know, the memes all talk about and the podcasts all talk about how, you know, women can't find a guy who's ready to commit. All they want is sex. Well, I'm someone who doesn't. So now he does this weird thing where he's like, when he says on his, the message that he's written out, like when you ask someone, "What are you looking for on here? You better be ready for me." It's like, no, you're looking for the match. You know, you are not a better match.
Yeah.
You are a person to be matched with, not a high-end match because you want a relationship and you know that more than the next dude who might want to fuck. Like, you're not better than a guy who's trying to have sex on these apps, but you're proposing yourself as better than.
Yeah, and if you want to differentiate yourself, I agree with you 100%, show, don't tell. You want to show someone that you're looking for something serious and you're not looking for something casual, plan a date. Give a lot of notice. Give a time and a place. Show up on time. Text consistently if you're interested in someone. But you don't have to, like, by spelling it out for them before you even meet them. One, it seems inauthentic because you don't even know them. So, like, what?
Yeah.
Also, you're not even, he's not even really saying anything in this message. He's saying, let's read the message again. "I'm looking for a slow burn and to build a relationship naturally and organically. And along the way, find out if any of these people have qualities I would like to have in a long-term partner." That's what everyone is doing.
Yeah.
This to me is like regurgitating just things that people, like, I wouldn't find any insight in this, really.
But he can't even answer his own question is what we're finding out. His own question is, what are you looking for in the apps? And then he answers it with stuff that's, you know, like, that's not even personal to the person. You're just saying you're looking for someone who will be as serious as you, and we don't even know what that means. So I think he has to, like, look in the mirror. When you ask someone why they're on the app, I think you're on there. His, if your goal in a dating app is not wasting time, like this is some sort of hack to get you a shortcut to a relationship, you've already wasted your own time. You're not going to really find the right matches for you.
Yeah, if your goal is to meet someone, I would say the only hack that to do is to get off the app and go on a date and see if you like them.
Yeah.
More people is to not just be in the talking phase of dating on a relationship. And it's not asking these questions before you even know someone is not going to get you any real answers. These are questions, or these are like conversations to have after you've established some sort of baseline real connection.
Totally. These come later. I think if he's going to stay on the apps, he's got to be more vulnerable. I think that's because these are not vulnerable questions and answers. And I mean, you said you can't even get to the first date. You've had 14 women cancel. Like, you asked this question because you're sensing an issue.
Right.
So I think, listen, this person, we can turn this around.
And I'm saying, like, the reason I would be out, I think, more than if I got this from someone before I even went out with them, I wouldn't be out because I'm like, oh, like, they want a relationship. I don't know if I want a relationship. I would be like, this doesn't seem, they're not making this fun. Like, this doesn't seem like exciting. And like, again, like, as much as women want to, are often dating for long-term relationships, they don't want it like that. They don't want it like an arranged marriage proposition like this of like, you have to be in a meet. Like, they also want to get to know you before talking about any of that stuff. They want a little mystery.
I want a long-term relationship too. You know, yeah. But here's the depressing part about dating. And I think this is what gets to a lot of the people that listen to this podcast. And I've had it get to me a little bit. Like, going, oh, I got to go on the first date that, like, with someone that might not be great. You know, it kind of feels like you're looking for something in the closet with your eyes closed. This guy's trying to shine a bright light in someone's face to make sure it's the thing they want to grab in the closet.
Right.
And it's like, dude, your light is too fucking bright. You got to go, and you got to go on the dates that are okay. You got to go on the dates that are fine. You got to go on the dates that are, you know, not for you. And you got to go on the dates that's going to be amazing for you.
Yeah.
And that's part of the adventure that you're looking for. He says he wants an adventure, but then he's like, tell me the road I'm going down. It's like, no, that's not an adventure at all.
Yeah, and I think the thing that most people have to realize with these like hacks or these things that they think they're doing is like, there's no hack. You have, the only way out is through.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
can't. There's nothing you can say or do or any preference you can put on an app or anything like that that's gonna like get rid of the fact that in order to meet people, you have to go out with a lot of people, and some of them will be fine and some of them will be bad and some of them will be great and they might not like you. And that's just kind of like how it is. So if you kind of go into it with the idea of the expectation of, I'll have an interesting conversation, maybe it'll be a match, maybe it won't, but that's what I'm getting out of this night. That's really like the most you can handle on date one.
I truly wonder like what, it's interesting that he like, he's tried this approach so much, but I guess, you know, hopefully this is the pep talk he needed to make a change.
Yeah, just go, if you want to show someone that you're not like, I'm not like other guys, just don't act like other guys that they might have encountered. Just plan a date.
Yeah, and yeah, I mean.
Just don't sleep with them and then like that's like if you want to say like, what is differentiating to me, like a guy, I think about guys I've dated, guys that wanted serious relationships versus guys that didn't feel like they were, felt like they were looking for something casual. It wasn't that they told me that they weren't looking for something casual. That was never the difference. The difference was those guys were planning dates. Those guys were texting consistently. Those guys were asking me to meet their friends. Like there was like a, there's a difference.
And they were ending things before it got to that point.
Yeah.
That's an important part.
That is an important
this
part.
This guy, because this guy, the way he sounds, the way he's doing dating apps is with the idea that anyone he meets, he will never end it with.
And I'm sure he doesn't want to give that message, because I'm sure there's many people he would go out that he wouldn't want to be dating
exactly.
with.
Exactly. Right. So, I mean, I wrote down one thing from the beginning of his message, and I think it's something to keep in mind is like, as a man, I feel like I'm in the minority because of the massive stereotypes thrown onto men. They only want sex and don't want commitment. This is certainly not the case for me. Well, I would add on to that. This is certainly not the case for him anymore.
Right.
You know, so the idea that the stereotype exists because you've probably acted in that way. And then he goes on to say he's been in therapy, reading a lot of books, being a single man, actually looking for commitment. And it's like, dude, there was a, you know, there's an evolution of you. And what you're doing right now is because you think you've evolved more than the next guy, that you're some sort of person on this app that people should be lucky enough to go out with from it. And that's what they're getting from your form written note.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm getting from that.
And that's not necessarily a turn on. I would say it reminds me, like, what if this was done by a woman to you in like the complete, in the other direction, right? Where she was like, I don't know what you're looking for. I'm just looking for something casual. We're never going to date. And like,
I just trust it.
That's what I'm saying. There's also like an element of like why, like it seems like a trap, like almost like a, that's what they call like a love bombing trap almost of like, she'd be like, I just, you know, you never, I want you to come over, have sex with me. You never, don't ever call me after that. And like, that's all you're ever getting from this. Okay. So if you're not willing to hook up unintentionally, don't even fucking bother.
Can you, I'd be like, well, can you say that again? Just whisper it. And then I'm going to go home and just going to think about it. And then I would never be seen.
I mean, that also wouldn't be fun. There is like an element, you know what I'm saying too? It's like the explicitness of it is just not, it's like you think you're saying what it's what every man or every woman wants to hear, but it's like, that's not how they want it.
No, and it's the cheese and the mouse trap. You are putting out a lot of cheese.
Exactly. Or if someone just did the actions to show you that they really didn't care, like that would be hot, I'm sure, in its own way.
Yeah. Well, I hope we helped him out. I would love to hear back from him to see if it's changed. And Jordana, we're going on the road again. I'm so pumped.
I'm so excited too. We had so much fun in 2019 and we're back.
We're back, baby. And we'll be back on Wednesday with a whole new episode.
Yes. All right. We'll see you then. Bye.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Maddie Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com. Betches.